Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Daniel Defoe's A Tour Through the Whole Island of Great Britain, beginning at letter 5, page 306. Supposing now the whole body of this vast building to be considered as one city, London, and not concerning myself or the reader with the distinction of its several jurisdictions, we shall then observe it is only as divided into three, viz. The city, the court, and the outparts. The city is the centre of its commerce and wealth, the court of its gallantry and splendour, the outparts of its numbers and mechanics, and in all these no city in the world can equal it. Between the court and the city there is a constant communication of business to that degree that nothing in the world can come up to it. As the city is the centre of business, there is the custom house, an article which, as it brings in an immense revenue to the public, so it cannot be removed from its place, all the vast import and export of goods being, of necessity, made there. Here also is the excise office, the navy office, the bank, and almost all the offices where those vast funds are fixed, in which so great a part of the nation are concerned, and on the security of which so many millions are employed. Here are the South Sea Company, the East India Company, the Bank, the African Company, etc., whose stocks support the prodigious paper commerce called stock jobbing, a trade which once bewitched the nation to its ruin, and which, though reduced very much, and recovered from that terrible infatuation which once overspread the whole body of the people, yet is still a negotiation, which is so vast in its extent that almost all the men of substance in England are more or less concerned in it, and the property of which is so very often alienated, that even the tax upon the transfers of stock, though but 5 shillings for each transfer, brings many £1,000 a year to the government. And some have said that there is not less than 100 millions of stock transferred forward or backward from one hand to another every year. And this is one thing which makes such a constant daily intercourse between the court part of the town and the city. And this is given as one of the principal causes of the prodigious conflux of the nobility and gentry from all parts of England to London, more than ever was known in former years, viz. That many thousands of families are so deeply concerned in these stocks, and find it so absolutely necessary to be at hand to take advantage of buying and selling, as the sudden rise or fall of the price directs, and the loss they often sustain by their ignorance of things when absent, and the knavery of brokers and others, whom in their absence they are bound to trust, that they find themselves obliged to come up and live constantly here, or at least most part of the year. But let the citizens and inhabitants of London know, and it may be worth the reflection of some of the landlords, and builders especially, that if peace continues, and the public affairs continue in honest and upright management, there is a time coming, at least the nation hopes for it, when the public debts being reduced and paid off, the funds or taxes on which they are established may cease, and so 50 or 60 millions of the stocks, which are now the solid bottom of the South Sea Company, East India Company, Bank, etc., will cease and be no more. By which the reason of this conflux of people being removed, they will, of course, and by the nature of the thing, return again to their country seats to avoid the expensive living at London, as they did come up hither to share the extravagant gain of their former business here. What will be the condition of this overgrown city in such a case, I must leave to time, but, in time, 'tis to be hoped, all our taxes may cease, and the ordinary revenue may, as it always used to do again, supply the ordinary expense of the government. Then, I say, will be a time to expect the vast concourse of people to London will separate again, and disperse as naturally as they have now crowded hither. What will be the fate then of all the fine buildings in the outparts? In such a case, let anyone judge. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.